When you're out walking, it's important to stay hydrated. And it's important to have water that is healthy, water that you actually want to drink. And can I tell you how much I love my Aqua True water? It's amazing. By the way, in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 20% off at aquatrue.com. Are you aware of the research by the Environmental Working Group that indicates virtually every home in America has harmful contaminants in tap water? Well, the Aqua True purifiers are able to remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters, and they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. My sponsor, Aqua True, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and today you'll get 20% off any Aqua True purifier. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, enter the code WALKING at checkout. 20% off any Aqua True water purifier when you go to aquatrue.com and use promo code WALKING. It's a beautiful time of year to be out walking. The weather's warming up. Nature makes these walks amazing. But sometimes life is so busy, finding time for the walk can be a challenge. My sponsor, Factor Meals, has the solution. And in a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen. They only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This is one of my favorites from Factor Meals. I loved it. And it was ready in 2 minutes. So no shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. More time for these wonderful walks outdoors. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code WALKING50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Today's 10-minute walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made to yourself, and we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. So Ava and I were out for a walk the other day. It was an afternoon walk. We were walking along one of the paved trails alongside a lake near our community. The paved trail ends, and then we're walking in, it's not really a field, but we're walking in grass. And then there's a sloping hill towards a stream. There's a little wooden bridge. It's a handmade bridge. In fact, we know the guy who made it, who lives nearby. He said, oftentimes that stream is dry, but when it rains and there's some water rolling through there, you can't cross the stream. So he made this wooden bridge, and so you can cross the stream and then up the embankment to the other side. Well, we were on that wooden bridge and noticed there were a lot of pine needles and leaves on one side, which was acting as a dam. I've crossed the bridge. I'm heading up the other side, and I notice Ava has stopped. She's got a stick, and she's starting to move those pine needles and the leaves, starting to break up that dam that was holding back the water, most of the water. At first, it looked like it would be an easy fix, an easy thing to do, but it was wet, it was clumped together, and it wasn't moving quite as easily as she thought. So I grabbed a stick, and I'm pulling the leaves and the pine needles, moving them away. And then the water behind this dam of pine needles kind of breaks through and goes rushing under the wooden bridge. But it wasn't a lot of water, by the way. But it was that feeling of satisfaction. It's like, oh, have you ever done that? You've cleared a dam and then the water bursts through. It's very satisfying. Anyhow, that was our adventure from the walk the other evening. So when you are walking, do you have your phone with you? I know. Oh, what is that? It's a little frog. I'm walking. It's early. It's pre-sunrise. And I'm on the wooded trail. And I've got a flashlight, and I see something moving on the ground in front of me, and it's a little frog hopping across the path. So when you're walking, do you have your phone with you? And more importantly, do you use your phone while you're walking? I don't mean you put a podcast on, phone goes in your pocket, and you don't think about it. I'm talking about where you're actually looking at your phone while you're walking. There are some real problems to doing that. I want to talk about it. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. So they've actually done some research, of course. They're always doing research about the impact of using your phone, looking at your phone while you're walking. Some of these may not surprise you. Some of these probably will. So, number one, they have determined that those who are looking at their phone while they are walking slower. In fact, they've actually determined that if you're looking at your phone while you're walking, you're going 10% slower. Which on one hand is a good thing. If you're going to look at your phone while you walk, it's probably a good thing to slow down. But if this is a fitness activity and you're pursuing fitness, slowing down actually can lower the effectiveness of this as a workout. So if pace matters to you and intensity matters to you, walking while you're looking at your phone is probably working against what you're trying to accomplish. Another problem with using the phone, looking at the phone while you're walking, is your balance tends to be not as good. You're less balanced, which of course increases the risk of falling. Number three, they have determined that those who are looking at their phone, using their phone, and again, I keep saying using your phone, I should really focus on looking at your phone because I use my phone all the time while I'm walking. I'm using my phone right now as I'm walking, not because I'm looking at it, but because I'm using it to record this episode. I use my phone to listen to podcasts. I use my phone to listen to music. So it's probably not the best way to frame this. Walking while looking at your phone. They have determined that those who do that actually are experiencing higher stress. It increases the level of cortisol, which is the stress hormone. And that happens while you're looking at your phone as you're walking. They've also determined that those who are walking and looking at their phone, it impacts their mood. It makes them less happy. It makes them less relaxed. So you're feeling more stress and you're less relaxed, you're less happy, it's impacting your mood while you walk. And I do have to wonder how many folks thought, you know what? I'm going to use walking as a fitness activity. I'm going to begin pursuing fitness. And they head out, and on that first day, for whatever reason, maybe just they're used to it, pull the phone out and they're looking at the phone as they're walking. And at the end of the walk, they wonder, why didn't I enjoy that very much? Well, that phone might have been causing more stress and you're not as relaxed. That's going to have an impact on how much you enjoy walking as a fitness activity. Then there's this one, and this one is probably the most obvious. When you're looking at your phone, you're distracted. It makes this activity actually more dangerous. Hospitals are seeing more and more people injured because they were hurt while they were walking, looking at their phone, distracted, didn't see what was around them, weren't able to take evasive action, and there was an accident of some sort. Maybe it was a fall. Maybe they walked into something. Maybe they bumped someone. Maybe they walked into traffic. They actually found that people who were looking at their phone, this is funny, I would have loved to have seen this thing taking place. 50% of people looking at their phone did not see a clown on a unicycle. I don't know how they did that, whether it was a controlled group, whether they just put this clown on a unicycle and had him ride up the street, and then there was someone following who said, "Excuse me, may I ask you a question? Did you just see a clown on a unicycle?" "Well, no, I did not." That's how distracted we are when we're looking at our phones while we're walking. Not even aware of the clown on the unicycle. The best thing to do, if you need to look at your phone, if you need to check your email, you need to read a text, you need to do some research. It was while I was out walking that I saw another Jeep pass by with all those rubber duckies on the dashboard. And I'm like, what is going on? And I stopped and I pulled up Google and I wanted to know if rubber ducks on a dashboard in Jeep were a thing and learned all about it. But I was standing there on the sidewalk, looking at my phone, reading my phone, turned the phone off, put the phone in my pocket, and continued walking. And so that's really the best thing to do. If you must look at your phone while you're out walking, simply stop, do what you need to do, turn the phone off, and then continue the walk. That's really the safest way to use your phone, to look at your phone while you are out walking. And full disclosure, being truthful, there have been times, more than a few, when I've been walking along and I need to check, see if I got an email, check to see if somebody responded to my text, and I don't stop. I keep walking. Because in my mind, oh, I can handle this. I'll see the clown on the unicycle. The reality is, I probably won't, if I'm being honest with myself. If your fitness promise is to walk 10 minutes every day, you've almost fulfilled today's promise, which means you get to add another link to your growing fitness chain. Thanks for allowing me to be part of your walk today. I'm honored. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.